This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Coaches, they seem a little bored. The competition is not really as good as it has been in years past. The league seems to be down a little bit. What is Alabama fan to do? I talked about last Saturday. I'm at the game. I see a bunch of fans on their phones. They're reading articles about other games. You know, Bama scores on the first play, and they're kind of going, ho-hum, here we go. Coach Saban is saying the media's dishing out rat poison. Anything to keep this team focused. So, we thought, we need some help. We need somebody to get us back in the right frame of mind. So, we brought in our old friend, Dr. Kevin Elko. And Kevin, we need some help, brother. We're bored.
You guys are funny. I was a school teacher for 10 years. That's all I heard. The world's bored. I used to say to kids, is there boring subjects or boring people? What's going on here? What's going on? You guys are funny.
So what is the for a school like Alabama, or for a football team like Alabama that hasn't been really headed so far this year, for our listeners, people who are bent on being a high achiever, what's the motivation?
First of all, I don't really believe that the league's all the way down. I think that, you know, I mean, every week in the SEC, you better be ready. But so these guys, I mean, Auburn, I think, you know, they didn't win down LSU, but I think they're incredible. I think they have incredible talent. I think Gus does a great job. I think you have some people coming up on your schedule that are tough. But the real thing he's been doing this year is self-respect. And what happened was, and Coach has been doing it, and I think it's important for all of us. I mean, I think when you look at how you measure up against the world, that's not the issue. How do you measure up against you? And I, you know, a phrase I do every day is, I'm not where I want to be. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. And every day I just try to sit here. I did this morning just thinking about how I can be better, what I can do different, how I can go focus the next step. And Coach has been doing that. First of all, one of the teams we played said some negative things about us, and we played great. And then Coach came back and said, is it really the respect of others that matters, or your self-respect? And it comes down to, who am I compared to who I was yesterday? Can I play a complete game? Can I go ahead and raise other people up around me? Can I be focused on excellence? Excellence has nothing to do with your schedule. It has to do with when I turn on the film, who am I every play? And it's really a good question for all of us. Who are we? I think it's an amazing thing to watch. You can go on your phone, like you said, because the score's not what you want to be, but watch the excellence of it. Watch the focus on every play. Watch the precision. That's what people want to know. Why does Nick go crazy when somebody jumps offside and they're winning big? Because it's not about them. It's about excellence and self-respect. You know, I don't think you guys go and say, well, how does my radio show compare to another radio show? Yeah. I think you should say, how can we be better today than we were yesterday? And that's what we do as a parent. That's what we do as a spouse. That's what we do of a person of faith. How can I be better than yesterday? Not where I want to be. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. So that's been his focus, and that's been what I've tried to help him do. What happens in Alabama is Nick makes the culture in our discussions we have on the phone, and then I just help with the messaging on how to get there. So that's really been the goal: self-respect, precision. Where are we every play? Excellence. How can we snap better? How can we raise other people up better? How can we have better faith? That's what we're going after.
Is Coach Saban more concerned maybe this year about outside influence, boredom, for lack of a better word, than he has in years past?
No, I think he always has been. You know, look, fellas, great teams have their own language. I was reading about the New Zealand All Blacks, who have the best team in all pro sports, okay? And they talk about how they go on walkabouts and they start singing songs of faith. It says in Romans, speak those things are not as if they are. And they said they're songs of faith their mother and father taught them when they were kids. And so they sing really their destination into existence. And they talk about how the All Blacks studied the Aborigines and they have their own language. You have to understand, Nick Saban, Alabama, has its own language. No mental clutter. He's been saying that for years. No mental clutter. I don't get to a point in my life where I let outside things get me. I stay focused on what's at hand. So is he more concerned? No, it's the language. He's always been that way. No mental, see a little, see a lot. See a lot, see nothing. What that means is pay attention to the little things that you have in front of you. Keep carrying the water until it becomes wine. That's their language. So, no, I mean, he's not more concerned. Every year in October, if you watch him, and I was talking to a different coach, this is what he gets into because it's the time of mental clutter. It's when they start talking about this one's the Heisman, this one's a champion. And the fact of the matter is nothing in the world matters other than your process, staying on the steps to get there, going forward and encouraging each other to stay on the process. And so he knows the minute that you split your attention, you're in trouble. So, no, not necessarily. I mean, I think what he does all the time is have that kind of language, and it comes out right about now. If you watched him long, there's patterns in Nick, and the pattern right about now is no mental clutter. Now, the rat poison is a new addition.
That's a new addition,
but, you know, that's a creative mind up there. I don't know what exactly, but it comes down to no mental clutter, and he gets going on that about this time of the year because it's a time where you can get clutter in there.
And your thoughts here about, you know, no mental clutter, about playing for the next play, that crosses all platforms. You're not just talking about football, are you, Dr. Elko?
I had something happen to me this year. Since you two fellas have seen me, I've lost almost 40 pounds. It wasn't heavy
before.
Wow,
no, man, no kidding. You weren't heavy. What's up with that?
Well, my dad had eight kids. My dad had eight kids in his family, mom 12. They all died of heart disease, and I had some issues. And I've never drank. I've never smoked. You know, I've never gone into any of that kind of stuff, but I went out to Cleveland Clinic, and they changed me. They put me on an all-plant-based diet. They've got me running sprints as opposed to jogging every day. I pray the 23rd Psalms three times a day, which I got from one of our friends, Phil Young, from a book, God's Psychiatry, just keep my stress at a level. And I have a phrase I use all the time. Nothing happens to me, it happened for me. I got carried out with an ambulance out of my home.
Wow.
And
goodness,
when I get up today, I'm thinking, what's my healthy process? You know, what's my exercise? What's my prayer? What's my food? When I'm parenting my kids, you know, when I drive my kids to soccer, when I drive my kids to gymnastics, my process is talking to them about adversity and being a blessing to others. This is my process. And so it is all things. It's here's how we do it. And the problem you get in October is the start isn't fresh, and you can't see the end. So like Scott Cochran talks about all the time, he does that Frank Burrows phrase, you only remember what you do in November. You can get stale in here, and here's where the clutter comes in, and you get off your process. And you start thinking about different things other than getting this job done. And so here's a phrase we use up in Alabama. Ready? Do simple better. Do simple better. Stay on your process. But you're right. It's a good question. It's all things. What's the process of having a great radio show? What's the process of being a woman or a man of faith? What's the process? Don't worry about the results. They'll take care of themselves. And that's what Coach is on right here.
Kevin, it is always a big pleasure to have you on the program. We always look forward to it. Will you be heading our way anytime soon?
Well, I'm in Tuscaloosa next week with the ball team. So that's what I have. I'm not headed that way. But if anybody wants to contact me, or even we have more on what I talked about today on resiliency, go to our website, drelko.com. And if there's anything I can do for anybody, just go there. Ask for my agent, Snake. You know, where I'm from, everybody got a nickname like that. Snake, dirty weasel. Weasel's my sister.
Yeah.
So if you go in there, if we can help you in any way, you let us know. And I personally like your conversation, but I'm more excited about the Tide, and I'm always excited because of this self-respect thing Coach is on right now, a respect of self, and to sit in the locker room afterwards and have respect in who what we are. And to me, that's that school, that's Alabama, and that's what we're trying to do as people of faith. So it's an exciting time. Tell them people get off their phones. Be where your feet are. Watch that team play.
I love it.
Be where your feet are. It's a great stuff. And by the way, you know, the website's also where you can sign up for the free newsletter and the Monday morning cup of inspiration like I have done. It's very motivational, as is our visit with Dr. Kevin Elko. Thanks so much for the time.
You two keep being a blessing to that region. They're lucky to have you, and thanks for having me, fellas.
Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
All righty. Kevin Elko joining us here this morning. Great stuff. Greatly appreciate him joining us here today on our